This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Bell Daily, presented by FanDuel Sportsbook.
LeBron with an opportunity to possibly get him out of the game. Instead,
look at the clock.
The two, LeBron again for three.
It's going to be another three-point attempt.
Now here he is with five, with four. LeBron steps for another three.
Got another one. LeBron drains another one. Yes, sir.
From BetQL.
All right, that was LeBron James, of course, last night. We'll talk plenty about that game, the overtime winner for the LA Lakers, that long one-game suspension. We are here on BetQL Daily, presented by FanDuel Sportsbook. I'm Alex Gold, in for the Joes, I guess, both Joes overall. Aaron Hawksworth, of course, here as always. What's going on? Happy Thanksgiving to you. Happy Thanksgiving to everybody out there.
Yeah, you have to fill in for two Joes. Big shoes to fill for you here on this Thanksgiving. I'm so excited to do the show with you. LeBron James, after the suspension, that was interesting what happened last night. I'm still trying to wrap my head around how he had that lady ejected. And then she's like, as she walks off the court. She was kind of a brat. I mean, what was she saying to him? You could hear him drop an F-bomb in the video. He was clearly upset. So now LeBron's been involved in quite a bit of drama this week. I mean, everything that happened, you know, before the suspension, and now he comes back and he's throwing fans out of games. I don't know. I kind of felt like he was a little bit of a baby about it. But then again, like, is there a place for that? If you have courtside seats, it's a little immature. Like, grow up, lady.
There's always the line. I think it was, you know, that you can cross. It was LeBron after the game mentioning there's certain things that you expect a fan or even a player to jaw back with a fan. But I guess without knowing for sure, there was a certain word that was used that crossed the line overall to prompt it.
It had to have been something because he was really upset.
So the Lakers get the win. LeBron was fantastic, of course, in overtime, outscoring the Pacers in overtime by himself. We'll talk more NBA as well. I typically host the Sunday spread here on BetQL, so good to be here during the week, not on a weekend. Good to be here live on BetQ as well. And it's Thanksgiving, which is a great day for sports, a great couple days here for sports. We'll get to those big Thanksgiving games here coming up in just a little bit as well. Starting things off, it'll be that Bears-Lions game. We're going to head up to Buffalo a little bit later on. Coming up at 10 o'clock, Mike Shop from Shope in Bulldog there at WGR 550 in Buffalo. Going to join us. Also, we'll go down to Dallas as the Dallas Cowboys, of course, taking on the Las Vegas Raiders a little bit later on. But I'm also doing a couple things at once, Aaron. We're doing this show. We're going to have a lot of fun for the next 3 hours. I got the turkey ready to go. So last night we did the brining, did everything, and I'm a little nervous because it's the first time I've tried to smoke a turkey. Now, the family did not trust me fully to make it to where the turkey I'm doing is the only one. So they didn't trust me yet. That's where we're at on this. I did not full faith that I'm going to not screw up the turkey. So I don't know if you have any advice, but in and out of the show, I'm gonna be taking care of the turkey. I got to put it on the smoker here in about 2 hours or so.
So they're waiting to see if it's like the Christmas vacation turkey where you cut it. It's just dry and looks terrible.
I'm worried.
Yeah, I'm sure it's going to be awesome. You seem totally invested in this. I wish I had advice. I still have yet to do the Thanksgiving dinner. I'm usually working on Thanksgiving, and so I don't have time to cook. I'm just the way my career has gone. It's always like I'm working on Thanksgiving. So whether I'm eating at work or going to someone else's house or family. That's how it's been. So I'm right there with you. I don't know how a turkey would turn out if I was cooking it.
So my goal is just, I don't think it's possible in the 3 hours we're on the show to burn up the turkey or anything like that. I think I've done as much research as needed, and everybody will tell you different things. I got people that have been texting me random advice, and it's all contradictory too. So that's the thing, you know?
Like, I was going to say, what's the best piece of advice? But if it's contradicting...
I've heard a million different ways to do it. Some people said, you should have got up at 5 a.m. and done it for 7 hours at a lower heat. I'm actually going with just 325 for hopefully 3.5-4 hours or so. I'm going to baste it every hour. I think we're going to be good. I'll report back throughout the show to let people know how things are going. I just don't
know
what
everybody's...
Will you
be able to like sample a little piece on the air?
Without getting sick? Probably not. I don't think it's going to be done enough by the time we're off at noon Eastern today.
Don't do that then. I don't want to ruin your weekend.
Yeah, let's not do that. It's probably only going to be on for an hour during the last hour of the show. Because, something, look, I like my steak medium. Turkey, I'm pretty sure medium's not a good thing for turkey or anything like that. So we're not going to do anything. I saw you guys had the Thanksgiving draft, if you will, yesterday too. So we can talk some more Thanksgiving traditions. I know you have some thoughts on that coming up a little bit later on in the show as well. And everybody has their different... time frame too, Aaron, of when they eat. I don't know if it's all right. There's the noon. Some people eat at 2 o'clock in the afternoon. Some people eat at 4 o'clock in the afternoon. So I don't know where everybody is at on that. Typically, we've been a 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock in the afternoon type of family.
Yeah, that's what my family usually does too. So this year, I got invited to a friend, and it's her aunt's house, and she's like, "Yeah, come at 1:00," and I'm like, you know, when you're like, is this like an all day thing? Like, are we eating at 1? Like, what are we eating? And like, the show ends at noon. So it's kind of like a quick turnaround for me to get over there. But I'm excited and grateful to spend, Thanksgiving with some friends, and it should be a good time. But I have no idea when we're eating, and I didn't want to be rude and ask.
You're trying to figure out, like, all right, are we small talk? Are we talking for 2 or 3 hours, and then it's
right.
The dinner?
A bunch of people I don't know, because it's her family.
Yeah, there's the balance, too, right? There's a little bit of the balance where, like, you don't want to, let's say they tell you 3 o'clock, you're eating, you feel like you got to show up at least at 2. You can't show up at 2:40. And know that you're showing up and eating in 20 minutes. Although that's what I would prefer, but then you're kind of rude at that point.
Yeah, and then it's like, okay, so if we hang around and talk till 4, like, is it cool if you like leave after you eat, like, or do I have to stick around all night? I don't know what's gonna happen.
Yeah, our producer Paul was talking about his dad loves that move. I assume he's referring to hey, let's just show up like 20 minutes or so before. And exactly. Just get some turkey and everybody will be happy. Now, you got to be feeling good, though. Checking in on last night. I understand the comeback has begun here over the last day.
I am so glad you asked about that, because you could have had a very different version of me today. So I've talked about it on the show. It all started when I had the Ravens to beat the Dolphins. Of course, that didn't happen. And then it carried into last week when I had the Cowboys in like 4 different teasers. That blew up in my face. So then I was like, okay, I'm going back to the well, my old reliable Rudy Gobert double-double and a Utah win. Well, then they lose by 1 point to the Grizzlies earlier this week. So I'm like, what the heck is happening? Like, I have to get out of this slump. Thought my Rudy Gobert was going to get me out. So what do? I just went crazy last night. I was like, I'm firing on like 5 bets. I did a lot of research. I was a total nerd yesterday. So I did a Jonas Valanciunas double-double. It was minus 320. But I'm like, I need some surefire winners here, okay? So what could I parlay that with? My guy Rudy Gobert, who also pretty much gets a double-double every night. So that in a parlay was minus 117. That hit. I went back and did the Rudy Gobert double-double and a win. Thankfully, that hit. But, the Jazz have had trouble closing out games. I feel like every time I do this Rudy Gobert double-double Utah win, I'm sweating it. Like, it's back and forth. And then it's like, I got, like, superstitious. Like, I have to turn it off or not look at my phone or check the box score or anything, because I'm like, every time I'm glued to it, it ends up losing. And Sure enough, I turned it off and I like went to bed and I got up at like, I don't know, 2 a.m. and checked my phone. I was like, yeah.
That's the best. That's the best when you're able to wake up and you see the green check marks and you see the, I'm assuming this was the same game parlay over at FanDuel. Is that what it was essentially?
Yes. Yeah. And then I also had CJ McCollum. I bet the under 3.5 threes. So I've been betting the over on threes. And then I did a lot of research. I'm like, these haven't been hitting for me. Like, and it's not fun to bet for someone to miss 3-pointers, but it worked for me last night. So
if you're in the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale marketplace where each piece is carefully vetted and verified by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. If you're in the market, use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Hermes, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAG10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Well, now you're back on track. That is good news. It sets up your Thanksgiving nicely, because I had heard some rumblings that things, I had to, you know, that you were in a, you're in a little bit of slump overall. And so now it's,
well, have
now
you
it's
been there
news.
Before? I mean, it kind of gets defeating.
Everybody.
Where you're just like, oh, my gosh, like, what am I doing? You start doubting yourself. And then it's like, I can't escape it. I'm on the show every day. So even if I want to take a couple days off because I'm bitter and depressed, I can't. It's like, you got to get right back on the saddle and like get excited about it and just shake it off, I guess.
Everybody has been there. Everybody listening and watching, hopefully on Twitch as well, has been there, where you have a low and you're wondering how long it's going to take to get out of it. It's nice you got out of it before the holiday weekend. I just had two plays last night, a little college basketball in one, and it turned out to be a terrible decision on my part, just flat out a bad play. I had Iowa State and Xavier that game, top 25 Xavier. They were 9-point favorites in the NIT tip-off, and if any of you caught some of that game last night, you know it was all Iowa State early on in the game. And then around halftime, Xavier took the lead and felt, okay, Xavier woke up. Here we go. This is an Iowa State team that had only won 2 games a year ago. They had 4 wins coming in, but they hadn't beat anybody. I think their wins were Alabama State, Georgia State, Kennesaw State. They're only playing states. Yeah, kind of bizarre light schedule for their first-year head coach. And they end up just rolling them in the second half. Wasn't even close. 82-70 outright win for Iowa State. So Xavier's -9 wasn't even close. I honestly turned the game off about 4 minutes into the second half. And there was this kid, Isaiah Brockington, who had the game of his life, the transfer from Penn State, 30 points. First top 25 win for Iowa State in almost 2 years. So that was a bad play on my part. But then we ended the night on at least a better note over in the NBA with the 76ers and Golden State. The Warriors win. They get their, fifth straight win, I believe it is at this point in time. But the under 217 for me was able to hit. And around halftime or so was pacing. It was pacing around 220 roughly, but ended up going under the 217. So 1-1 on plays, loading up today, though. We are loading up for plenty of college hoops. Of course, some NFL games. We're going to get to that Bears-Lions game coming up in just a little bit. But before we even get to that, Aaron, as we're hanging out here on BetQL Daily, I was looking at the AFC picture here in the NFL, and the Tennessee Titans before the season were +1,800 to be the number one seed in the AFC, which at the time before the season, you're thinking, all right, it's Kansas City or it's the Buffalo Bills, the Tennessee Titans, they're probably going to win that division, but are they really going to be the number one seed? And we sit here, and while it maybe looks a little more dicey at this point in time, are you willing to still bet if you were carrying that ticket and holding that ticket at +1,800 for the number one seed? Would you still be feeling good right now considering what they look like and now a Patriots team this week?
No. I wouldn't be feeling that great about it. I mean, they're going to have to turn it on and not regress like they did. Tannehill and the 4 interceptions, you can't do that. And the way this Patriots have been playing, I mean, I really like what I'm seeing from them. They've been consistent. They're playing complete football. And of course, you got to trust their head coach. I really like the Patriots. I have a Bill Belichick Coach of the Year that I got in the preseason, so I'm excited about that.
Nice.
I don't know win it. Given his history, you know, I don't know if he'll get it with the votes, but it's impressive what he's doing with a rookie quarterback. Now, that's the one thing that I fear about the Patriots. It's like, it is a rookie quarterback at the end of the day. Come playoffs, how are you feeling about that? But overall, when you look at the big picture in the AFC, I think the Patriots are trending in the right direction. I need to see more from the Titans. I don't want to overreact, but they've dropped off.
They absolutely have. I think they got enough of a head start, though. I still like them to be the number one seed. I know everybody's kind of jumping off the Titans train and what they're 6.5-point favorites or underdogs, excuse me, at this point in time against the New England Patriots. And so I like the Tennessee Titans, though, to get back on track. That line is crazy. I think you were about to say it there. That line is crazy still for me. I actually like the Titans to cover that game.
Yeah, I was also going to point out, I see your Chiefs helmet in the background. So if we're talking AFC, I have to ask you, your Chiefs, they're back.
They are back, and I am in Kansas City. I host a daily on local radio here, and I grew up here, so I'm trying to put my bias aside on this, and they were certainly in a funk. The biggest difference is not even that Mahomes is playing better. It's this defense in Kansas City that's come out of nowhere. They were historically bad, and so I still don't think they're going to end up as the number one seed. They're going to win the AFC West. I think that looks like it's going to be the case. They got a huge game against the Chargers in a couple weeks. But that number one seed, I still like the Tennessee Titans just in the spot that they're in. And like my problem with the Patriots, though, they still have Buffalo twice. And I know, again, another team we're going to talk about is they have a game against the Saints tonight. Like, people are jumping off the Buffalo Bills bandwagon a little bit. They look a little one-dimensional. But I think Tennessee in that division's built up enough of a lead to still hold on and be the number one seed. But I don't I'll be fading the Titans throughout the playoffs, but I think they'll be the one seed.
And I know we're going to get to more of these games throughout the show, but I mean, even the Ravens too, it's like a team takes a step forward, they take a step back. You just don't know what you're getting in the AFC. It's very crazy right now.
It's wide open. It really is. Everybody's beating up on each other. Who actually has good wins or not? We'll talk more about that, as you mentioned. It is BetQL Daily here, presented by FanDuel Sportsbook. Coming up next, we're all going to watch it. We're all going to bet it. We might as well talk about it. Bears, Lions, how we're playing it. Coming up next, this is the BetQL Network.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.